Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. Continue with Pele Yoitz in Amas Hashem, discussing the topic of loving Hashem in Ois Aleph. And we focus here, Zechiras HaToivos Sh'Oisei Imanu Hashem. In order to build our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to build our love for Hashem, as we say in Shema, V'ahavta Eis Hashem Lekecha, we have to remember all of the toivos, all of the good, kind things Hashem does for us on a regular, daily basis. And he begins by telling us that if there were Rachman Litzlon Le'Aleinu, Tzoris, that befell us, we had difficult situations that Hashem removed. We have to realize it's not just the doctor, or it's not just the lawyer, or it's not just the friend, whoever might have been, who removed the situation. But we have to always connect the dots back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is the one who helped us out of this difficult situation. The Kol Shekein, the Kal V'Chomer, even more so, Im Gomel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imoy Chesed. If Hashem does direct kindness with you, it's not that He removed the tzara, not that He removed the difficult situation, but He does direct kindness without a tzara. We have to remind ourselves where that chesed comes from. She'enoi loy ro v'nitzam in harois v'hamu todois lovei alov. The word here, enoi, means with an ayin. She'enoi loy ro, your eyes didn't see anything bad. And you were saved from possible harm that might have come to you. This is all, every single day of our lives, we have to be appreciative of this. And on this, we have a pasuk which we recite every single day. And it's at the last of Tehillim from David HaMelech. Kol HaNishama Tehalel Ko. Kol HaNishama, the whole entire Nishama. Tehalel Ko, praises you Hashem. And what does this mean, says the Gemara? Shal kol nishima u nishima chayv lahalo. Every single breath. Every single breath we take, we should not take for granted. We should thank Hashem and praise Hashem. And we have to be thinking about this. And let's not just think about it if, chas v'shalom, we have an asthma attack. Let's not just think about it in those times. Every single day, spend some time. We're learning this. Let's not just listen to this shir here in person, live on the recording, and say, oh, thank you, it was a nice shir. Let's spend some time. Set aside time on your calendar. You have a calendar, a schedule? Put in your schedule. Put it in for 1 minute. Put in for 1 30-second moment. But schedule yourself that you should remind yourself to thank Hashem. Thank you. And say the words. Say it privately. No one should hear you. And in your mind, you can do it more often. But if Rav Avigdor Milzatzal would say, these type of things, you don't need people to hear that you're doing it. And say, very simply, whatever mamaloshin you have, if it's Russian, say it in Russian. If it's English, say it in English. Hashem, thank you for giving me the ability to breathe. Thank you. Al kol nishama. I'll call Nishima Nishima. We have to thank Hashem and praise Hashem. I have children who have had croup. And it's with a child, it's a very scary thing. It's hard for them to communicate. Little children, especially, very little children. You turn on the hot water and you take them outside, and it's a whole what to do. And we come to appreciate the ability to breathe. Just push it, breathing. So I want to point out that the Gemara tells us that the worst punishment that there is, that Hashem created in the world of deaths, is called askira. Askira. Some explain in English it's diphtheria. It's like a suffocation. Rachman Litzlon Le'Aleinu. It's like a person drowning without any water. The Tamidi Rebbe Kiva, who are great people, and therefore there's a punishment that was a very strong punishment. In fact, it was Askara. The Gemara says the punishment that they got was Askara. Continues the Pelagites. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not punish us according to the chatoim that we did. That's not what he did. He was merachim on us. He had mercy on us. And he says, we should never forget about the praise that we say on Shabbos of Nishmas. I have a friend of mine who's a descendant from the Kliyakar. He told me the name of his father, who said that back in Europe, a Pashur Yid, if he didn't schwitz after he said Nishmas on Shabbos, they look at him like, what kind of Yid are you? What kind of Jew are you? He said Nishmas Kol Chai, and you didn't say with all its lavos and excitement, thank you Hashem for everything you give me. It's an expression. Obviously, they wouldn't start looking down at the person, but the Pashut Yid, everybody, would say Nishmas with an appreciation. V'ilu finu moli shira kayom, if I would fill my mouth like the sea, you Hashem give us all this food, and we all know what the words mean, and you saved us. And he says, think about the specifics, not just general. Imagine you go to someone's house or a spouse and you say, oh, the food is great. Okay, that's a compliment. But imagine you take the moment to say, this chicken is delicious. And then you say, the kugel, oh, it's nice and moist and juicy, or whatever it is, or crispy, whatever you like. Whatever the examples. And the cake, the dessert, and the challah that's like cake. It's specifics. Specifics. You come to appreciate it much more. And the person who's hearing it appreciates much more. We are the ones who benefit when we recite the specifics, the proteus, the details. From the day that we were in our mother's womb, and how many challenges and difficulties that Hashem saved us from. We have to be thinking about this. Hengluyos, the ones that we know about, Hengnistars, the ones we don't know about, as the Gemara tells us, Ein Bala Neis Maker Nisoy, the Gemara tells us that the Bala Neis, the person that had a Neis happen to him, he doesn't recognize all the Nisim that Hashem does him. I remember sitting at the light, a few blocks from here, and I saw two cars, mamish go right by each other, there's like a hair's breadth, they miss each other, and I was like, oh, I couldn't believe what I just saw, and they just went on. No, they didn't honk each other. Well, we're in Balakim, they don't honk. Right, but they just went. Psh. These are nisim that we don't even appreciate. That's what we say. Alisecha shebachoy manu. All the nisim that you say to us every single day, we have to be thinking about it, and thanking Hashem. Hein shebo lovely nitzol, that those nisoynus and challenges that Hashem brought upon us and we were saved. Hein shehayu mutodos v'loy bo'olav, and those that were destined to come, but that they did not come, they did not happen to us. Al hakol chayiv odom litin aliboy v'lehoiv es boiroi avo azo. And when we think about the specifics, before Chas Hashem we hurt ourselves, let's appreciate our ankle, our fingers, our toes, our knees, everything. When we're healthy. I know we're going for a little longer than the 5 minutes that the shiur is officially called for. But let's just appreciate the gifts of life that Hashem gives us. And when we focus on them, when the person really appreciates the gifts he has, how many body parts are working well, it should mechazik a person. And he should feel great throughout his whole entire day. Rav Schwab brings us down. There's so many times you bring down, you say something very obvious, but if you quote somebody, all of a sudden it's better. It's the same fact that I just said. But Rav Schwab brings us down in the safer. If that makes it better for everybody. A person who appreciates the gifts of life that he has he should be happy the whole entire day. Imagine a person, when I had my shoulder surgery, I couldn't move my arm for a month. For a month, I couldn't move my arm. Nowadays, they do that same surgery. I've met people, a couple days later, they're moving their arm. Just a couple days later, I tell them, you have to realize, I couldn't move my arm like that for a month. And I still couldn't move it. After, 2 days later, they could already move it much more. These are the chasadim every single step of the way. And all of this does what? What's our focus? What's our topic? Avas Hashem. We are working on building our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.